Oh, those poor folks of Lizard Lick, Florida. Aside from the questionable logic behind living in a town called Lizard Lick, there's been a whole host of strange behavior going on at night. When one of them newfangled flying spaceships crashes into a local garage, spewing terracotta tiles in all directions, it sets into motion Matilda Van Buren and Lucinda Marsh, two of the most famous reporters of the times, along with an alcoholic photographer, ex-husband of Van Buren. These are the events that kick off Devil Boys from Beyond, the delightful recent off-Broadway comedy now playing at the Richmond Triangle Players. Devil Boys is a scream, a pastiche of many of the great 1950s sci-fi flicks, mixed up with some of the techniques developed by the late, great Charles Ludlam for his ridiculous theater company. Using the backdrop of the 1950s, it's easy to add in desperate elements like gender roles, approaches to social issues, good-looking men in very tight shorts, pop culture references, and others in order to create a rollicking laugh-a-minute farce. The two reporters, Matilda Van Buren and Lucinda Marsh, are played by Tommy Callan and Thomas Cunningham, respectively, and each has had a recent previous run in a cross-gendered role. Callan played Chicklet in Charles Bush's Psycho Beach Party, and Cunningham played Juliet's nurse in Romeo and Juliet. It can be a great acting challenge to portray a member of the opposite sex. One must learn how to move differently, gesture, talk without terrible affectations, and in Callan's case, sing and dance in a nice pair of pumps. Also turning in fun cross-gendered performances are Timothy Goad as Florence Wexler and Steve Moore as Dottie Primrose. These two 80-year young ladies have become the vessels for the Devil Boy's offspring. Goad has made a career in drag, while Moore, a well-known performer around town, has assured me this is the first time he has ever performed as a woman. Other good performances were turned in by Ryan Beckhardt as the alcoholic photographer, Bill Brock as the newspaper publisher, and the tandem of Kevin Cheezick and Trey Harrison as the titular Devil Boys themselves. These kinds of shows are often performed in East Village night spots, small spaces where a backdrop becomes a set, and all your props can be packed into a small trunk. The costumes are often the most elaborate part of the show, and here, Rebecca Cairns and Ann Hoskins have assembled some wonderful costumes. Johnny Karnitsky's lights are great, John Knapp and Daniel Jason's props and set work well, and the backdrop designed by B.T. Whitehill sets the mood of the play nicely. Director James Alexander Bond has taken a little time in between stints with Richmond Shakespeare to mix up these ingredients into a crazy evening that will have you laughing from the opening moments to well past the curtain call. It's been a while since I flat out laughed so hard at a production. The little slice of delicious wickedness known as Devil Boys from Beyond is highly recommended. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.